Liberal climate Nazis strike again. It's hard to believe that anybody would vandalize a priceless work of art, but that's exactly what happened to Andy Warhol's iconic BMW. BMW and art lovers everywhere are understandably upset over what went down in an art museum in Italy. I've got all the details, but I want you to keep up with the latest news. Tap subscribe and enable your notifications. Before I get to that, friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Right now, you can save $150 off a three-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You can get yours by going to preparewithgary.com and get your $150 savings on their three-month emergency food kit. You will not regret it. Now back to the news. The latest instance of pointless attention-seeking adolescent petulance in Milan, Italy, was the vandalism of valuable artwork by climate change activists. Summit News reports that three youths and an older woman from a group that called itself Last Generation managed to throw flour all over a Warhol work, only to then be incomprehensibly permitted to return to the scene and sit cross-legged on the ground next to the work like stubborn toddlers refusing to cooperate. They targeted Warhol's BMW art car, a painted sports car, a BMW M1 from 1979. It was housed at Milan's art gallery. Watch.
Prego. Ah. Wait, wait.
Oggi, con questa azione di disobbedienza civile in Orvieta, voglio sostenere la causa di l'ultima generazione, perché queste giovani possono essere le mie figlie, le mie studenti, e le loro vite saranno presto in pericolo per la siccità, le carestie, le migrazioni causate dai cambiamenti climatici. E io sono profondamente grata ad Andy Warhol per questa opera di arte pop così simbolica del consumo insostenibile delle risorse del pianeta.
According to Art News, the BMW art car is one of 20 designed by artists for the German manufacturer. Approximately 13 pounds of paint were applied to the BMW M1 race car by Warhol in 28 minutes. Apparently, the group planned to glue themselves to the car windows, but they were dragged away before they could, as you saw. BMW's cultural engagement department issued a response saying, "Art is as priceless as it is untouchable. It belongs to all of humanity and reflects the great achievements of which each of us is capable. Andy Warhol's 1979 art car is a unique masterpiece, and we have no sympathy for a violent attack on the artist's work." The protesters believe that propagandizing climate change activism, a cause amplified by virtually every major media outlet, corporation, entertainment industry, cultural institution, government, and academic institution, is some kind of rebellious, edgy act. Well, I've got a news flash for you. It's not. The latest instance of pointless attention seeking by adolescent petulance in Milan was the vandalism of this valuable art by climate change activists. No amount of global warming is going to change the fact that petty crimes like this are ever going to succeed in making the perpetrators look foolish. The protesters managed to throw flour all over the Warhol work, only to then be permitted to return to the scene and sit cross-legged on the ground next to the work like stubborn toddlers. The whole incident was caught on camera and serves as a disappointing reminder that some people will go to any lengths for 15 minutes of fame. They believe that propagandizing climate change activism is some kind of an edgy act, but it's not. If anything, this reckless act of vandalism only serves to distract from the issue itself. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Let's continue that conversation now about the coming food shortage that American farmers are warning about, because they're not going to be able to grow enough food because of the off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means that you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. I have. And right now, you can save $150 off a three-month emergency food kit from preparewithgary.com. At My Patriot Supply, they're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products. You will not go hungry when you have this food. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Get yours right now. Do not delay. Go to preparewithgary.com and get your $150 savings on their three-month emergency food kit at preparewithgary.com. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.